Hello and welcome to the WebCert and Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell and here are today's top stories. Johnson & Johnson launch their own YouTube changes in India. The best time to post on social media has been identified and Walmart invests more in Chinese markets. The pharmaceutical company Johnson & Johnson has launched its own YouTube channel specifically for the Indian market. The new account currently has more than 100 videos across 12 different categories and is expected to see further growth. Johnson & Johnson's Vice President of Marketing, Ganesh Bangalore, said that the decision to start the account was due to the increasing need from Indian parents to find reliable baby care information online. The news follows data that was released by Google that shows a 40% year-on-year increase in baby care searches in India, with data from Tickled Media showing that over 76% of mothers in the country use the internet to find parenting tips. New data released by TrackMaven has identified the best time and day for a business's social media posts. The survey, which covered 17.5 million posts from nearly 18,000 brands across the world, found that days towards the end of the week and times later in an evening work best in general. Across a range of different industries, LinkedIn saw the highest levels of success on Wednesday morning, likely due to being targeted at working business audiences. Meanwhile, Facebook and Twitter posts saw the best reaction when posted on a Thursday during the evening after 5 p.m. when people had returned from work. The study also found that whilst retail brands saw the most benefit when Twitter posts went out at 11 a.m. on Friday, consumer goods marketers saw the most benefit at the same time, but on a Wednesday. Walmart has built upon its current alliance with JD.com after investing in local on-demand logistics and grocery e-commerce company New Dada. New Dada is currently financially backed by JD, but with Walmart's new backing of $50 million, it tightens the relationship between the two retail giants. The new deal comes just months after Walmart moved its old Chinese e-commerce site to JD.com in exchange for an 11% stake. New Dada is now expected to be used by Walmart and JD in order to supply two-hour delivery services to a vast area of China. Initially, that area will include anywhere within a 3-kilometer radius of any of the 20 Chinese Walmart stores taking part in the trial. However, this range will be expanded to include all 426 Walmarts in China in order to cover just under 170 of China's cities. The deal should help Walmart consolidate its position in the Chinese market whilst also strengthening its competition for Alibaba. The popular digital payment service PayPal is now fully supported by Facebook Messenger chatbots. The result of this new feature will be that consumers who shop through Messenger using chatbots belonging to the many online merchants selling on the app will now be able to pay using their PayPal account. The implementation of this feature within chatbots was announced a few weeks ago, but has only gone live following weeks of beta testing. Facebook has also said that it's working with other payment services from companies such as MasterCard and American Express in order to expand the variety of payment options within the app as soon as possible. And finally, users can now purchase the services of Buddhist monks on WeChat. The options available include buying offerings that will be placed at a shrine on the buyer's behalf, a delivery of lotus flowers, or live services, which include a monk saving an animal of your choice. However, the appearance of the products on WeChat has caused outrage in China, with users claiming that once payment had been made to the sellers, money has slowly disappeared from their bank accounts. Suspiciously, these apparent Buddhist accounts all have the same appearance and text descriptions, leading Tencent to begin blocking certain pages. That's all from me today. Thank you for joining us, and be sure to check out our Catch-Up TV service to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. See you next time.
Thank you.